Hey folks, it is our morning call for support and supervision and all good things. It's July the 28th, and I think it's school holiday time. So everyone here who is, has chosen to not breed or has the offspring has left the building is here. We'll see who else joins us. How you all doing? What are we talking about today?
Helen's waiting for me to say, I'd like to go, please, Sass.
Cool.
I've got some stuff.
Bring it.
No idea how I knew.
only a chat about 2 hours ago, probably.
Yeah, Katie, let's dive in.
Okay. So I took the decision last week to close my clinic.
Big decision.
Not a quick decision as in I've obviously there's been stuff going on that we're seeing less clients, and the clinic is obviously there's myself doing hypnotherapy, transformative coaching, self-belief, you know, energy healing, and I have two other therapists that do all the massage and the reflexology, etc. Right. And in the last couple of months that's really started to decline. I think obviously economic downturn, etc. COVID's obviously going up as well. And financially, it cost me obviously quite a lot to be here, but then it's also the marketing to get in the massage clients and everything else. And while I'm focusing on that, I'm not focusing on me and my business. So you know, there's been this permeation of ideas and obviously discussions with Helen as well, and you know where I'm going to go and what I'm going to do. And then last week there was a couple of things, but there's a premises quite like literally about a mile from my house, and it had been flashing at me. You know, I drive past it on the way home and I kept seeing it, and I knew it was kind of this sign, go and have a look. So I did last week. And basically, I've accepted it. I'm going to move. I've handed my notice in here. I finish on the 31st of August. And now I'm freaking out a little bit because instead of having the clinic or the wellbeing hub as it was, it's just me. And that is a bit scary.
Right.
So I don't have any doubt in my ability to do the things that I can do. And I know I help people, but it is about being visible probably and being out there as just me and not having the other things to fall back on. And you know, when I moved to it being me, it will just be doing, you know, the talking therapies, the hypnotherapy, no body work. I'll probably still do a bit of energy healing because I really enjoy that. And I think it also tailors in sometimes with some of my coaching clients. But to kind of be me and stand up and it's, you know, it was 2 o'clock last night. It was probably 2 o'clock Sunday morning where I'm just doing the passive behavior of scrolling on my phone. And I'm aware of all the behaviors that I was talking to Helen this morning. And I've got all this kind of, I feel like my face is sunburnt and I haven't been in the sun. And I think it's kind of that putting my head up, please. I feel I've got this real like, oh God, my head's out and everyone's going to see. And yeah. So I'm reacting like that. But I said to Helen this morning, I'm going to talk to Sass. I'm going to, you know, so yeah, that's where I am.
Hey, so just want to invite you to breathe.
I know, I wasn't aware that I was like, I have actually just got a coffee. I don't think that's helped either.
Beautiful, yeah. But yeah, just kind of breathe, like you've made this choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, you're not, there's no lack of clarity about this being the right thing.
It's absolutely the right thing. And it's taken me, you know, I opened the Haven 7.5 years ago, and I was very hidden at that point. It was all about the Haven. And then in 2020, when COVID and we moved, it was about the Katie Palmer Wellbeing Clinic, but I was still hidden. And I do just feel like now it's like, and I was journaling yesterday and I wrote about how I felt like it was again breaking out of another shell. Do you know what I mean? And it is, you know, transformation and all that. And my protector and my healthy self are kind of having this, you know, constant, no, it's okay. Yeah. I'm like coaching in practice. But yeah, as you said, and it's been a week, you know, literally this all has happened since last Tuesday. So, and it will be quick because I will be in and working there from the 1st of September. Yeah. It's just the, you know, the self-doubt always comes back in of, can I do this? Will I find the clients? And actually yesterday I said to Helen this morning, I had a client phone up and wants, you know, coaching and was happy with the 3-month program, and you know, yep. So you ask and it comes through. But I think sometimes it's just about staying in that space.
Yeah.
And also talking to people about it, because obviously it happened. I haven't told clients here really yet, because we've obviously got another month, but it's also talking about it. And then the more people I tell, the more real it kind of becomes. And when I talk about it, as I said, that's totally definitely the right thing. It's just then that fear, the thing of, oh my God, you know.
Yeah. So how can I help? What
I don't know, really.
Do you like today?
I don't know, because I think, like, again, and obviously Helen and I were talking this morning, but my belief buster, and again, I kind of going through that process myself, but it's that constant evolution of, oh yeah, you're fine, oh no, do you know what I mean? And
right.
I don't know, maybe it's the forward planning, so sort of the courage-based goals, but the what do I need to do? Do you know what I mean? I'm a bit like overwhelmed with it all and I'm not talking about packing up, because that's, again, we have done that. But it's, you know, what do I do from the 1st of September? It's just about me. What do I do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I really get that when we feel a bit overwhelmed, and my sense is like right now you're feeling a bit scattered, right? Because you're kind of in this liminal space right now where you've let go of the literal space of the Katie Palmer Wellbeing Clinic. You haven't quite moved into the next one. And it's this beautiful metaphor, right, for that liminal space of not quite one, not quite the other. And
yeah.
I think that energy of feeling a bit scattered and a bit overwhelmed and a bit like, oh, like, give me something to hang on to.
Yeah, yeah.
The natural urge is, give me the plan.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm like, oh, I need to write this list. And then I don't know where to start. So I'm like,
yeah. So we can totally look at actions to take. Because I think that would really help you, like the practicality stuff.
Hmm.
What I'd invite you to think about is, would it also help to look at some kind of, because I noticed that feeling of, you know, oh, I'm in this kind of dance between my healthy self and my protector, and I'm kind of going around and around and around. And what I'd invite you to think about is, would it also help to kind of get something to get you feeling a bit more grounded right now?
Yeah.
Right? Like, just to be in this liminal space of uncertainty, I'm going to be grounded.
Yeah.
And I'll be the steady constant here.
Yeah.
All this other stuff can kind of happen around me, and, you know, there'll be the physical move and all the other, you know, protective beliefs will pop up, but I'll come back to this place that's quite grounded.
Yeah.
Does that feel like it would help? We can add on the actions that come from that.
That would be really helpful. Yeah, very much.
Thanks. Okay. Happy to. So, and just for everyone watching, I just want to offer, like, sometimes our clients will come in and they'll be like, and I'm not suggesting this as you, Katie, but sometimes our clients come in and they're like, this fucking thing just happened. I've got no idea what I need, what I want, how I feel, what's going on. And sometimes it's like, oh, you can, it's okay, you're safe, you can just breathe.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out, right? And it's like, oh, okay. Sometimes our clients will want something and we'll think, I think this might help you too, right? It's like, let's look at both. Yeah, there's no rush, there's no panic. We got you. Yeah. So Katie, we got you.
Thank you.
So I want to do a belief buster, but I just want to give you like the healthy belief. Because I think you're probably very fine to go and look at all the protective stuff that's going on, but it might just support you just to give you some options for where you can come back to that sense of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So the context that we're playing with is you're becoming like self-employed.
Yeah.
As a coach and healer, I guess.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? That's you. And when you think about how you want to feel when you're talking to clients about your new venture, when you're inviting people to think about coaching with you, working with you, how do you want to feel? What feels accessible?
I think, like you said, about feeling grounded, which if I feel grounded, I have the confidence. I'm coming from a place of being calm rather than, I'm selling to somebody, but rather than, you know, it's a knowledgeable place. It's a calm, it's a grounded, it's that balanced, rather than the desperation of, please work with me, I need some money.
yeah, love it, love it. And got it.
You know, I can do all these things and this is it, you know, and I know all of that as well, that I can do the stuff, but. The desperation. I need to be paid.
When you think about being grounded or feel into feeling grounded, what does that feel like in your body? What sensations do you notice?
It's just it's probably more of a, it's a heavier, but it's that base, you know, feet on the floor, earthing, you know. Instead of feeling, you know, I felt a bit sort of lightheaded over the last week and the week before, because again, there was obviously all the stuff, but where I'm all in my head, which I talk to clients about coming out of that space, and I'm all up there like, whoa, you know,
yeah,
there's so much going around in
me. It sounds like it's much lower in your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a space? Is it belly?
Like under the navel. It's like, it is root. It's the root chakra, but it's that lower into my hips. It's a good base, you know?
Yeah, root chakra, hips. So it's really like security.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm safe.
Yeah.
That might be a good belief.
Yeah.
Right? I'm safe. Something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's beautiful, isn't it? Like your body's giving you that information.
Yeah.
And the reason to talk about that with you is because you work in the body, right? Yeah. So you feel your way through life based on how your body's responding to information and, you know, sensory data, right?
Yeah.
So you're feeling it in your hips and your root chakra. There's a feet on the floor, earthed feeling. There's a heaviness, a calm balance to grounded.
Mm.
It's like it feels like an exhale to me.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's that planting. Nice. Yeah, it's that rooted, you know, again, as root chakra, but it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels. And as I said, very much lower down rather than anything up in the upper body.
Nice. And notice how you can conjure that for yourself just by feeling into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, your voice has just got slower and deeper and calmer as you've been describing this. You're in that. It feels like you're grounded right now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Nice. Cool. So when you're feeling grounded, Like, what's possible from there? What do you want to do?
I feel a bit maybe more structured. I'm not flighty. It's more,
yeah,
like a focused.
Right. So there's a focus. There's focus, structure. Yeah, love it. So it feels like, okay, it's like an okay, what do we do now?
Yeah. It's a breath, like you said. It's that, it's holding back for a moment and then,
yeah,
and then moving forward, you know, and then moving into doing whatever it is.
Yeah. And so notice that when you get into this kind of state of what I think is real healthy self-coherence, right, that whatever you do from here is going to be fine.
Yeah.
So it's not like it doesn't matter what you do.
No.
But anything you do is going to be enhanced by your groundedness.
Yeah.
Right? This is why getting clear on what we're going to believe before we take action really counts, because that's the energy you take into your action.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think over the last, well, obviously my brain's been kind of consumed with the financials over the last month. So I've been up here thinking, you know, oh, can I employ another therapist? Can I do this? Can I do that? So there's all these ideas.
Right.
And then, you know, then obviously the move, and it's like, but again, it's not waiting. I mean, that's all good with the move, but it is that, okay.
And so some of these choices you've made, right? Like there's no other therapist. It's just going to be you.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, it's like that choice is made.
Yeah.
And you get to relax into the choice you have made.
Yeah.
Nice. So when you think about what you want to do to start bringing clients in, I mean, I honestly think like this kind of pivot is such a beautiful opportunity to clear the decks and start again. But
yeah.
You're starting from a different place, right? Because you already have this lovely client base. What could you do?
What do you mean in terms of how I do things differently, or?
I'm thinking about like actual actions to take. And if you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm overwhelmed, tell me. you can say that too.
it is kind of like, I mean, I was journaling, yes, yesterday morning, and funnily enough, when I went to journal, I looked and I was like, oh, I haven't journaled for the last month. That's probably why there's so much going on in my head as well.
So
those kind, you know, and I mean, I'm doing a lot of, I'm out in nature and, you know, doing all that sort of stuff.
But
moving stuff through my body, you know, journaling and getting it out, where I want to go, what I want to do.
So your well-being is core to this. When it's just you, your energy, your time, the way you hold yourself and take care of yourself matters so much more than when you can spread the load.
Yeah.
So I think that's just so great that your body's sending you in that direction.
Yeah.
Cool. And so what's possible? Like in terms of like, so these are behaviors for you. For your business, what kind of things do you want to do to bring in clients? What feels exciting to you?
I think that the one thing, like the relief last week, was instead of having to kind of, you know, I have the me side of my business and then I have the other therapist side of my business. So there's constantly I'm promoting that and building content for that, them to bring that business in, and then not, you know, because the bit for me is a little bit more scary because it's about me and how I do that, I can be like, oh, okay, well, I'll just post every now and again, or I'll just do these little bits, or I'll leave those bits, because while I've got massage clients coming in, I've got money coming in, and that's fine. So the relief was you know, I actually don't have to worry about any of that anymore. I can just focus on me or focus on promoting what I do, which brings in more money in the long term because it's a higher cost, obviously. But to just build that, the reputation and the information that about me, not about how amazing my massage therapists are, or, you know, the healing treatment that they had, or the sound bath or whatever, which is all brilliant. But again, I get lost in the...
But you're not, you, am I hearing you right though? None of that is going to be...
None of that's happening. So it will just be me. So the
tell me about that. Like, how will you bring in your clients?
So through obviously social media, one-to-ones, hopefully on Zooms, over online clients as well. I'd like to do some group stuff.
I want to bring you into like the real crux of this.
Yeah.
How are you going to, where are these clients gonna, like, how are you going to invite them in?
Through social media, through my webpage, and through connecting with them via the internet, basically.
Which is great, right? Like, you've already got a basis here.
Yeah.
Have you got an email list?
Yeah, I've got obviously from the last 7 years of clients sort of through here and stuff. So yeah.
So you've got an email list that you've been building for 7 years of people you already have a relationship with, not strangers on the internet.
No.
That know you, trust you, like you, believe in you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say they are like more likely than anyone else to be potential customers.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I mean, I do, again, sort of one of the things, I did a newsletter at the beginning of July, actually, which was my first one that I did, because I've procrastinated on it for the last 6 months, because I've actually want, and I've put more content about me and what I do, as opposed to come and have a massage and massage does this and blah, blah, blah. So it's moving that way. And it had a good read rate. It's not necessarily had a follow through from the then bookings and bits and pieces. But again, it's the cultivation of that. So my worry is that, because that is one of the things that is my stress point, you know, writing and explaining what I do and, you know, etc. That then it's like, well, I don't have anything else to hide about. I just need to be. So I loved your newsletters recently about the course contents and stuff. And I've been like, oh yeah, that's, you know, so I'm sort of, it's all that kind of stuff, but it's stepping up to that bit. So as a business.
So how do you feel?
My voice as well, you know?
How do you feel about writing something for your email list to announce this new venture?
I don't mind, because it will be an email saying, you know, you've taken this decision, and I'll do a live, you know, on social media and stuff, and I'm good.
I want you to just stay focused on this email list right now, and the reason for that is, just for folks who are interested, email is where we sell.
Yeah
Like, it's 40% across the board, you are more likely to sell to people who are on your email list than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So that is, like, if you think about your potential clients, email, social media, you know, peeps on the street, it's your email list that that's the moneymaker.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm wondering if how you feel, like you just said, don't like writing, like that doesn't feel like a thing that you love.
No.
So what could you do to support yourself, knowing that we're like 40 or something percent times more likely to buy from an email?
Yeah.
How do you feel about starting to really prioritize that email relationship with your email people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm conscious of you know, obviously having that list, and some of those people are obviously have been for massage or whatever else, and they're not all necessarily just have seen me, but they're obviously aware of my business. But yeah,
well, I think that's the thing, right? They may not know what you do.
No, absolutely.
And even if they know that you're a coach, they may not know what that means.
Yeah.
Or how that can help them.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, yeah, I think certainly now, obviously going forward, announcing that this is what's going to happen, but then making sure that regularly, you know, on a monthly basis or whatever, I'm emailing them to say this is what's happening, and knowing that at the moment, I think I've probably got, I think there's around 2,600 people on it, obviously. And they're added to, because I've got a sign in through both, well, through social media, through Instagram. So that keeps getting added to and from our website. But knowing, I think the thing is always when people unsubscribe, I then get all like, oh my God, so many people have unsubscribed. And it's like, but actually that's fine, because you're going down to a, you're diluting it, but those people, it doesn't matter, does it? If they don't want to get your newsletter, they don't necessarily want to work.
My advice is never ever look at the unsubscribes. Who cares?
Like, or the ones
that doesn't serve anybody, right?
The ones that get me are the spam, and like, I might have one out of us. Anything? Well, you know, I don't go into that anymore. But you know, it is the opens and who's read it and who's looked at it.
Open rates are a great thing to check. Is this hitting the mark?
Yeah.
So you said, I could send out a monthly thing. I've got about 2,500 people. What would it feel like to you? And I'm just thinking about really practical things here.
Yeah.
And this, we can see how this lands and what comes up for you. How would you feel about emailing your list every week until you open your new clinic?
Well, even as you were saying it, because I knew that was what you were going to say, there was like, like in my stomach, like, oh God, that makes me feel sick.
So tell me about that.
Well, just the kind of the content creation of that, of finding what to say, you know, and not just send a note, hi, it's me again, it's another, you know, but to I understand, you know, we all know how busy people's email inboxes are, and whether they read or whether they, you know, and it's like, you know, hitting people that regularly, like for me, would be a bit like, unless I really wanted the content, I don't know whether I would be picking it up. But it's also finding the content. Whenever I do a newsletter, it's like, oh, well, I've got to put, I normally click link to a blog, so I've got to write the blog on my web page, then write the new, you know, that whole door.
So you make it really complicated with that you can procrastinate with justification, right? So what if this email project, right, is partly an experiment in you getting safe with visibility? Because actually you don't have to be visible at all when you're sending an email.
No,
right? It's just you writing to one person that you know you can help. You're showing up for someone who is sitting at home going, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
And
they're like, I wonder if anyone could help me.
Yeah.
And then they get the sign because they get an email from Katie Bloody Palmer in their inbox, and they're like, oh my God, the universe wants me to get coaching, right? But we have to get out of our own way and show up for our clients.
Yeah, I know.
And we can do that in really simple, ease-filled, grounded ways.
Yeah.
So what I would recommend, and you can tell me how this lands, is when so you're moving in.
Last day here will be the 31st of August. So I've got the whole of August to announce the new place from September.
So let's do this as a 6-week project.
Yeah.
One, so you've got to come up with 6 emails.
Yeah.
I want them to be as short and sweet and direct as possible. So no more than 500 words.
Yeah.
No external links except to the one that says, I want to talk to you about working with you.
Yeah.
Don't distract people.
No, okay.
They're busy.
Yeah.
They're on holiday, right? And so you want to probably first let them know, like, so first email is, I want to let you know about some changes I've made. And it's a very short, sweet thing that says, here's what I've decided, here's why, and here's what this means for you.
Yeah, okay.
Right, 200 words on each of those, done.
Yeah.
And it's very much like, I've made this decision, it's been whatever it's been, right?
Yeah.
And you know when you make a decision and you know it's the right one and it feels yeah. really good in your body, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Maybe you are in that place right now as well.
Yeah.
You might be on holiday, you might be outside of your normal work environment, it's that time of year. You might have a decision you're trying to make and you're not quite sure how to feel into whether it feels good. Right? If you want some support to figure that out, you can contact me.
Yeah.
It's we weave in,
yeah,
you know, these yeah. opportunities very naturally.
Yeah.
Just be human.
Yeah. And it is that thing, or like when I did the newsletter, as I, and I'm, you know, again, when I'm in flow, it comes through, because then I started to write, yeah, and absolutely, I started to write stuff, and then suddenly I was like, you know, oh, and blah, 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 and, you know, and then, but I think the thing is, I hold it off and hold it off for so long that then it's obviously the overwhelm, that's the procrastination. And then when I'm like, okay, I've got to do this, it all comes tumbling out. So, it, you know, I was really pleased with what I did and all the different right. stuff. But as you said, making it very overcomplicated and hard work for myself because there's so much to go into it. But just to do that and write it and give myself a week to write it before I do the next one as well. Although I,
and this comes down to, I think, like really getting into that grounded, because yeah. groundedness, when you really feel yourself there, that's yeah. warrior energy for me, yeah. right? Yeah. That's drawing lines in the sand. This is what I do and don't do.
Yeah.
That's taking up space in the world,
yeah.
which is exactly what you're doing. And it's also, you know, keeping promises to yourself.
Yeah.
Taking action based on your vision, right? Yeah. Your sovereign vision of what you're doing and really kind of owning it.
Yeah.
You're in this real aligned place, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so you could send.
Yeah.
You know. 6 emails, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
One is like decision.
Yeah.
One is like the exhale of being on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And also, you know, acknowledging that if you're a parent, when you're on holiday, you have all the responsibilities of being at home, but with the added inconvenience of not being at home, right? Yeah, it's that yeah. kind of thing. Like really getting into like those moments when you're exhaling and maybe imagining what's missing, what you want more of in your life, all of that jazz,
mm-hmm.
playing into that. I think you want to at some point say that you're going to, I'm thinking as I go here.
That's all right.
I think you want to talk about self-belief coaching.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the exhale. You probably want, when you're doing the self-belief coaching email, like talking about who you work with,
yeah,
and what, how you help them,
yeah.
just give one or two examples of that. I think you want to say like you've got 6 spots open.
Yeah.
And you can even like do a little, I know this sounds a bit cheesy, but it gives people the perspective, right? If you say, and there's 2,500 of you, I'm amazed and so proud that you are connected to me.
Yeah.
There's 2,500 of you and I've got 6 spots available. That yeah. gives people that kind of, oh, I can't dilly-dally here. If I'm yeah. interested, yeah. I want, it's not manipulation, it's not no. anything. It's just saying, these are the facts,
yeah,
right? Please get in touch. You don't have to say, hurry, spot's going now.
Yeah, yeah,
you
can yeah,
just
yeah.
say whatever feels good to you, right?
Yeah.
I think that can help people to kind of go, oh, okay, good to know, right?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But I think you want to say how many spots you've got open. And we need three more emails. What would they look like? What could you talk about?
Maybe the whole something about change, about the change or transformation, you know, the whole moving from one location to the other, what, getting rid of stuff that you don't need, that sort of.
Yep, love it. Look at you coming up with the ideas. You've got five. Yeah.
And then once I'm in, it can be a new start.
It's a new space.
Yeah.
You know, and I would sort of like, if this was me, and this is just how I like to work, so feel free to use it or not.
Yeah.
But I would like put each of these titles up on the wall on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then just sketch down ideas.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm thinking like the change and transformation thing, like, you know, how many people, everyone I know has some kind of cabin in the woods fantasy.
Yeah.
About a change, right? Like we think we have to completely change our whole lives.
Yeah.
And one of the, I think, the gifts of coaching is that you kind of get to create that internal cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, oh, I can create these internal changes that will have the impact in our lives.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So always be thinking, how does this help my client?
Yeah. Yeah. It is that whole thing. And I think, you know, as you're saying, it is about, I think one of the things sometimes, like with the social media, with the Instagram thing, it's like, oh, this is all very much about me, and it's a me thing, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, there's a lot going on, and I've been through a lot, and I have been over the last 7.5 years of having a business and everything else, and there's been so many transitions and changes with that, and taking the leap and all that kind of stuff, that actually, as much as my experience of working with clients, it is about my experience of what I have experienced. Yes. And there have been points where, again, I've sat down and I've written and I've shared a post that's been really about that, but because I hold it back, it kind of all comes out, and it's, you know, it's a massive thing. So I think to have the focus of doing it weekly, but it being, do you know what I mean? And that's the thing. I think it's about that when you talk about behaviours, but moving into this new place with that groundedness, with the structure, so that I start off from that point of, okay. And I have actually, that's what I journaled. I put, you know, what I want to have is a structured week, so that I'm, you know, on this day I'm working on this kind of stuff, and obviously then clients, but that it's about, because I think when you work for yourself, and obviously when I started the business, I was running at 100 miles an hour without knowing what I'm doing, the whole imposter syndrome thing, but also I must be doing everything. And now I'm like, no, I don't need to do everything, but I need to know, I need a structure so I can feel grounded as well, because that's
and what I would offer is that just in writing these six short emails, you're going to get content for your email list, content for Instagram.
I can copy it and...
right, you can absolutely use elements of this, like one of these emails may result in like three different posts. The other thing that I would recommend you do, and I've been recommending this to people forever, especially folks who think that having a coaching practice is their website.
Yeah.
Is please don't wait until you've got a website. Please don't wait until everything's perfect.
No.
Like, and I have just done this. I decided, made a reasonable snap decision. I think it was a full moon. And I thought, I actually really miss one-to-one. I want to do some one-to-one. And I just wrote down, this is my person and this is what I want to work with you on.
Yeah.
Sent it out. I sent one email out, and I had, I thought three spots, that feels lush. I have the spaciousness to do that. And that sold out in a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, oh, I didn't have to, and old me would have gone, right, I need a fancy page, I need all the bells, I need a marketing campaign. I was like, no, just grounded, sit in your groundedness.
Yeah.
Trust that your people are waiting.
And but, I don't need 500 of these people to respond and go, wow, that's, I want to work with you.
Exactly.
I need 5 or 6 of them, you know, and then from that, I keep going, and that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So that, and that's what I would highly recommend you do, is write down, this is who this is for. I'm so happy to send that email to you if that's helpful. But it's like, you know, that structure of this is who I work with, and this is why this might appeal to you.
Yeah.
And the next step is just email me.
Yeah.
And we start the conversation.
Yeah.
And there's something lovely, because I really wanted that coaching experience to be quite high touch, low tech. It's a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So I think that kind of approach can be a real like relief when we're surrounded by tech. I would recommend doing that as well. You know, send maybe another email goes out with, this is the offer.
Yeah. No, that feels really good. And I feel grounded.
If you stay grounded, do this.
Yeah.
What's the likely outcome?
Well, that I'll just feel better, that I will feel confident, and just, I will sleep, you know, and I won't be procrastinating about the things. It will be, I mean, and that's it again, like from the journaling, it was like all the messages were, you're fine, you've got this, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know, but, you know, so it is that, just step back, breathe and be in that space. And again, I think that action, just that action of, yeah, because I was like, well, I won't email everyone because I don't want clients not to come for massage or to lose. And it's like, but actually that doesn't matter, because they're not going to, massage clients aren't going to be,
we're not in the massage business anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah. And you can even
cultivate
call that
those people, you know, into what you're doing. And you know,
and that's the thing, like some people will follow you and others will be like, oh, I was just interested in the massage, best of luck, bye.
So
it's like, let's stay grounded in that flux, right? Because they get to choose.
Yeah. And my decision to do this isn't actually about anyone else, it's about me and what feels right for me. So
exactly.
If people don't want to come, or if I lost 90% of that list, it doesn't matter, because the new part, the new me, the Katie Palmer, the therapist, the, you know, all of that stuff, the just me bit will be out there attracting other people.
Exactly.
And there are plenty of people out there. So
because you could have decided, oh, I'm leaving all of this behind and I'm going to be a florist.
Yeah.
And some people would go, sweet, I love fresh flowers in my house. I'm totally going to come buy them from you.
Yeah.
And other people are like, I'm plants only, baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, let them go.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And also,
I'm curious to know what the belief is that helps you feel grounded.
I think I am grounded is a good, you know.
Yeah. And when you like kind of say that to yourself, I am grounded, can you then conjure up that feeling so it's true?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I am grounded. It's like, oh, I'm dropping back into that.
Yeah. It's all things I'm present. It also feels that I'm present. I'm not going, what's going to happen in September when I've got to pay the deposit, and I've got to do what's going to happen in October or when I'm on holiday. And it's like, I'm present, I'm grounded, I'm here, and that's all that matters.
That's what I'm hearing you say. Safe, I'm present, I'm grounded.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that takes you right back to your, you know, root chakra.
Yeah.
And helps you access that feeling of groundedness.
Yeah.
Totally. So this is the thing, like you showing up in this, healthy belief with this really, you know, coherent emotion of groundedness, and taking action from there, it's so clean.
Yeah.
And the only job you have then is when you do feel yourself get a bit wobbly, overwhelmed, scattered in the future, in the past. It's like you come back to this belief, I'm safe, I'm present, I'm grounded. And you might have to say that like to yourself 46 times a day.
Yeah.
And really, I think really accessing how that feels in your body is going to so support you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, and I have to pause, access that before I take action.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, and that's it. And going forward from that point rather than the, and maybe just doing that. Doing my meditation before I go to bed. So I'm in that space before I go to bed rather than being switching off and then actually my brain switching on. Do you know what I mean?
And I think this can support you to make those choices ahead of time, right? So going, okay, so I want to have a grounded, safe sleep. So I'm going to leave my phone in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's like making those choices to support that for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. New moon tomorrow, Katie. And it's like Leo energy, lioness, very grounded animal. You can just feel into that mama lion.
Yeah. No, it feels good. I feel grounded now. So that's good. Good way.
We can feel that from you too. Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much.
Really brave decision. Awesome. So excited. Please email if you need support.
I will do. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for letting me take this session as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. We're here for it. We're all here for it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thanks, Katie. Anyone else want to add anything? Yeah, Ruth.
It was a question, actually. I mentioned it a while ago, but it's taken a long time to get going. But I have a contract with the EFL, the English Football League.
You're going to help diversify their teams.
Well, no, if only. But I am. They're running a pilot with six professional teams from Premier League down to League Two. And it's been by invitation, and it's for their academy players. So the sort of 18 to 24 young men.
Yeah.
And so I've got QPR, Huddersfield Town, Tranmere Rovers, Lincoln City, West Bromwich Albion and Brentford. And they have put it out to the academy players, and it's gone with volunteers. And so what we decided to do is to do group coaching. So there's four young men at each club getting 6 months with me, lucky them. And but there's quite a lot of enthusiasm in the organization, even though it doesn't start till the week after next. And I just want, I foresee very strongly that I may need the help of more coaches in the fullness of time. So could I write out to people in the ask and fans preferably.
So that would be that's not to do with me. So that's for you to manage, but absolutely
I'm happy very to do welcome. It. Just wanted to check.
Absolutely. Oh my God, how cool is that?
Yeah, it might all go picked up, but hopefully not. I will report back anyway once it starts. No doubt there will be lots of issues that I need help with. So
what a fun contract.
Yeah. It came via I am a big football fan, and it came via a player on the team I support who was retiring, who saw some of my Instagram and asked me about it. And that's how it started.
You just never know who's watching.
No.
That's fab, Ruth. Well done you. Yeah.
Especially as I don't put anything on Instagram about it. So it was even better.
Amazing. So,
anyway, thank you.
No, you're so welcome. But yeah, if you kind of take that on, but yep, absolutely happy to support. As long as you don't want me to do any admin, I'm down with it.
Oh.
Okay. Amazing. So fun. Anyone else got anything? Last 10 minutes. All good.
Sass, can I just ask, could you send me a picture of your whiteboard? Totes. Thank you.
Yep, totally.
I have written stuff down, but if you could, that would be
great. Yeah, no, no problem at all. Happy to. All right, cool. Good, good. Well, thanks for coming, folks. Really fun. So exciting to see your developments, Katie. And I'm hoping that approach, just getting really calm, grounded, whatever that looks like, is going to support anyone who watches the replay and those of you who were here to witness. It's very cool. Yeah, amazing. Next month, we take a break for August, so we'll be back in September. But please feel free to use the discussion forum. I know it's a bit quiet over there. But yeah, good to listen. Always helpful to take nuggets away. Amazing. That's great, Yvonne. I'm so glad. Yes, thank you for the reminder, Eleanor. If anyone who hasn't seen, we have started now some more graduate workshops. I apologise, we haven't put together a calendar of events yet that you can subscribe to, but Lucy's onto that today, I think. But there will be a recording of a workshop that went up yesterday that Pippa Parfait led. She's great and just so grounded. And for anyone who's looking for additional support, Pippa runs a mastermind for business owners. So it's not just coaches, but it's worth checking out. And I think she had a special discount that she put in the workshop. So do check that out if it feels good to you.
I
received nothing from that.
Sorry, Ruth. I can recommend, as I was on the first cohort.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Pippa's like a personal friend of mine, but so I get absolutely nothing. I just know she's ace, and she has done. She helped put together the self-belief coach match, so I know how she operates, and she's ace. But yeah, she also happens to be the person that cooks me soup when I'm got pneumonia. So it's very cool. Handy pal to have around. Okay, so yeah, please feel free to check that out. And stay in touch over the summer. I hope you all have lovely breaks, at least if you can. And we'll be back in September. All right, lovely people. Take care of yourselves. See you next time. Bye. Bye, Helen.